Miss Tate?
Oh. Hey.
How are you this morning?
Well, I've been better. Who are you?
My name is Vernon Monroe. I've been chosen to represent you.
Good luck with that.
We need to talk, but first, you've got a visitor.
Oh. Who?
Sir, would you like to come in?
You! But you killed her!
Please, I'm your friend.
You killed her!
Please, believe me, I really didn't. It was you.
Why was this happening to me? Why?
Mr. Hill, perhaps you'd like to step outside. Let's give Miss Tate some time.
Please.
Night has settled over Collinwood, and the wedding between Amy Jennings and David Collins is now only a week away. But for one young man, the night has brought further surprises. The mother he hasn't seen for years has arrived unexpectedly, and her appearance will have a greater impact on him and those closest to him than he could possibly imagine.
Here.
Hi. Harry, got a kiss for your old mum?
Get off me.
Harry, can we... Oh, hi. Is everything okay?
Hi, I'm Vivian.
Vivian? Vivian! Right. Well, hi, I'm... Amy, Harry's stepmom.
Yeah, I heard Andrew got married again. I suppose I should offer my condolences.
Amy, about the basement. I'm sorry, I didn't realize we had company.
Julia, this is Harry's mom. Vivian, this is a friend of ours, Julia Hoffman.
I didn't know you and Harry were still in touch. What brings you to Collingsport?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't for an interrogation, Julia. Vivian, would you like to come in?
No, it's a good question. What brings you here, Vivian? Because after all this time, you really can't say it's me.
Dark Shadows, Bloodline, Episode 2. By Rob Morris.
Vivian?
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are, but perhaps I could talk to my son privately.
I think that's an excellent...
Amy, what's going on?
David, we have a visitor.
So I see. Come on in, stranger. Have a drink.
Oh, I don't
David,
really...
that's probably...
I insist. Tonight is a special night, and we have champagne.
Harry, stick with me. Everyone, this is Vivian. She's Harry's mom.
So,
I didn't know they were in touch.
Nice to meet
they
you.
Weren't Barnabas. I covered that already.
Of course, you did.
Remind me how long it's been since you last saw Harry, Vivian.
10 years, wasn't it?
That's quite some time.
But we're glad you're here now. Quentin Collins, pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Oh, thank you. I'm really sorry. I only came to see Harry. I didn't know there'd be, well, champagne, apparently.
Have a glass. Join us.
You're very kind.
Well, Julia, there go the men.
It would be amusing if it weren't so predictable.
Harry, you okay?
Not now, Jackie.
So, should I ask what you're celebrating?
Amy and I are getting married next week.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Oh, please.
Please, Rick, I know you're under pressure, but so am I.
I could lose my job, Rhonda. I could lose everything.
We both knew what we were getting into.
Look, just let me get this. Richard Hill.
Hey, Dad, do we have any aspirin?
Hey, you okay? What's wrong?
I've got a headache, Dr. Hill.
I mean, I wish you'd tell me what's wrong.
Rick, please.
Sheriff Vaughn is there, is she? There's a surprise.
Cody.
It would just be nice if you could find some time to spend with me as well, you know.
I will. I promise.
So, what time are you coming home then? You know, movie night? Should I order the pizzas now? Oh, wait a minute. Don't tell me you forgot. Surely not.
I didn't forget. Look, I'll be home as soon as I can. I promise.
Yeah, whatever. Give Rhonda my love.
Ah, hell.
I know this is difficult.
Don't you get it? This isn't just about us. Jackie, Cody, why can't we just tell them?
Oh, I'll tell my daughter everything, don't you worry. Once I've gotten her out of Collinsport for good.
This house is stunning. It's must be so old.
You appreciate history?
I love it. Oh, and I love your cloak. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Barnabas Collins, at your service.
What a perfect name. And you must call me Viv.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Viv.
Can we just stop this? You walked out on us. You left us.
Harry. I don't think we should discuss this in public.
This isn't public. This is my family. They've looked after me ever since Dad... Look, just go.
Your father wouldn't let me see you. But of course, when I heard he died...
Died? He was murdered.
What?
It was, sudden. Some lunatic.
A stranger? I always assumed it'd be someone who knew him.
You think this is funny?
I'm sorry, Harry. I really am. Look, perhaps I should go.
Psst. Julia, you don't like her, do you?
I don't trust her, Jackie. There's a difference.
I passed the Greenfield Inn on my way. Can anyone recommend it?
But you must stay here, surely.
I'm not staying for this.
Harry, please.
I'll go after him.
Oh, thank you, Jackie.
Vivian... I'm really not sure it's the best idea, you staying here. Obviously, you need to talk to Harry, but he's been through a lot recently.
Oh, of course. I completely understand. If I could just use your phone to call for a taxi?
You must allow me to drive you into town.
Barnabas, we have work to do.
It's fine. Honestly, I don't want to be any trouble.
Let me at least escort you to the telephone.
Harry Jones's number's on the desk.
Thank you, Quentin.
And thank you, all of you, for being so welcoming.
Vivian, this way.
This is exactly what Harry doesn't need right now.
You're assuming Harry is the reason for her visit.
Ah, Julia. Your face might have changed, but you're still as suspicious as ever.
Well, I, for one, agree with her.
Well, I like another glass of champagne.
Hear, hear.
Thank you. Good night. He's on his way.
I just wish I could drive you myself.
What are you looking at?
That portrait. What a striking looking man.
An ancestor of mine.
There's certainly a resemblance. Your eyes. So are you the master of Collinwood, Barnabas Collins?
Sadly, no.
Oh, I just assumed. Oh, Quentin.
No, actually. The estate is owned by my cousin Elizabeth, David's aunt. She and her brother live mostly in Paris these days.
Does she have any children? Sorry, I just want to know more about, well, about Harry's new family.
She has a daughter, Carolyn. One day this will all be hers. Well, hers and David's, I imagine.
So Harry will finally have a home. That's great.
Vivian, I just wanted to say that I hope we can be friends. We need to do what's right for Harry.
Oh, Amy, you're really very sweet.
Thank you. But, well, if you hurt him, let's just say I'm not always very sweet.
I understand. Ah, my carriage awaits. Good night, Amy. Barnabas.
Goodbye, Vivian.
Goodbye, Viv. An interesting woman.
Sorry, Amy. May I have a quiet word with Barnabas?
Of course.
Julia?
Barnabas, I'm beginning to wonder if Collinwood is a suitable place for our work right now.
I know what you mean. All these people.
With more to come.
What do you suggest?
I just don't know. Wait, Barnabas? Of course, why didn't I think of it before? There's only one possible place.
Hi, Jackie.
I figured you might come here.
It's where he died. Strangled in the street by that maniac. I mean, I didn't even like him that much.
He was still your dad.
No, I really don't want to talk right now.
We could talk about something else. I mean, other than your mom.
She is not my mom.
She kinda sorta is.
Only technically.
Only actually. Uh-uh. But I'm with you. We shouldn't let facts get in the way of a good sulk. You smiled.
Stop it.
I saw it. You did.
Only nearly.
Only actually. I used to love the idea of my dad coming back for me. I used to imagine he'd turn up and take me ice skating in Logansport.
Since when have you been into ice skating?
Since never. But it's the sort of thing I thought a long-lost dad would do. At least she's actually come back for you.
I guess. Hang on. Have you just made this all about you?
It's my specialty. And you still haven't asked me about New York. Come on, she'll have gone by now. Let's get you home.
Quentin, can I help you?
Don't think I didn't notice my lovely wife sneak out of the drawing room.
If you distract me too often, lovely is a word you won't be using much longer.
How goes the work?
Slowly.
I thought all writers missed deadlines.
Not this one. Please, stop trying to read over my shoulder.
Scared I might finally find out? Leela, what is that?
Quentin, give that back to me.
Joshua and Naomi had two children, Barnabas and Sarah. What is this?
I am writing a history of the Collins family. I thought that was obvious.
And you didn't think to tell me?
Why should I?
You know my family. It's full of secrets we'd never want the world to know.
Oh, my family, is it? I thought it was our family.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. I just... You can't write this. You just can't.
Excuse me, Quentin Collins. I don't know how other women have reacted to your charms, but you do not. You never, ever tell me what I can or can't do.
Leela, can't you understand? It could be dangerous for us.
Well, perhaps I wasn't writing it for publication. Perhaps I was writing it as a gift, a wedding gift.
Oh.
Yes. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Just go. Go to the Blue Whale or something.
Do you forgive me?
Leave me alone for a while and we'll see.
I do love you.
Isn't Annie Spence like 100 years old?
Oh, Jamie, you really brought me here to talk to me about an ancient librarian?
No. I just... Bonnie, there's something I've been wanting to say.
So, say it then.
Hi, Ed. Any chance of another beer?
Coming right up. Did you find Harry?
I did. Hence the beer.
Yeah, that's the way things go at Collinwood. He'll come around. That's assuming you're sticking around.
That remains to be seen. How much for the drink?
Oh, no, no. Have that one on me.
I might be many things, Ed, but I'm not a freeloader. Oh, God damn it!
What's the matter?
My purse, it's gone. My cards, everything.
Hey, it's okay.
My only photo of Harry.
Look, the drink's on me. Just stay calm. Where did you last have it?
Well, I paid for the taxi up to Collinwood, but then they paid for the one back. It must have fallen out at the house.
Then you can go back and get it in the morning. Problem solved.
But I need to find somewhere to stay tonight. What am I going to do?
I mean, what am I going to do? All those colleges, and I'm like, I just don't know what to do. Anyway, are you ever going to tell me what happened with Cody?
It's nothing, just stupid.
Life generally is. Hello? There's someone there.
Uncle Barnabas.
He did the bad thing. He did the bad thing.
It seemed to be the simplest way to find you. Julia and I were wondering if we could ask for your help with something.
Oh, you're an angel.
Who's an angel?
Mom, I was just saying, Viv's in a bit of a spot, and, well, I said she could have a spare room tonight.
Oh, did you now?
No, I really shouldn't. It wouldn't be right.
Not at all. Stay as long as you like. Ed and Susan used to rent out a room here, and we could do with the cash.
Oh, of course. It works for all of us then, doesn't it?
Exactly. I'll go air out the room.
See, I told you everything would be all right. Another one, Mrs. Grayson?
Yeah, great. Now, here are some faces I recognize.
Hello again, Viv.
Hey, I just wanted to say, don't worry about Harry. He's a good kid.
I'm just so ashamed we argued in front of strangers. Let me get you a drink to apologize.
No, allow me. And you're not a stranger. Well, not anymore. Another beer?
I was going to call it a night. But if you're offering, I wouldn't mind a large martini.
Over here, Ed.
Mr. Collins?
Hello, Ed. You look well.
Thanks.
Are we...
We aren't anything. Just landlord and customer. Let's leave it at that.
Two beers and a large martini for the lady, then. Please.
Coming right up.
If nothing else, that drink will certainly improve the ambiance of the Greenfield Inn.
Oh. No, I'm not going there. They've given me a room here.
Really?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? This town feels like home already.
Well, here we are again. Barely seems possible.
The old house. We've always been told to stay away from here.
The first Collinwood. The home of the Collins family before the great house was even conceived. So much history is soaked into these walls. Countless Collinses were brought into this world, lived their lives, and breathed their last in this very house.
What? Like you?
Yes. Just where you're standing, in fact, Harry.
Oh, God, sorry.
Could do with some light, though. Oh, is amazing eyesight some kind of superpower thing you have?
Jackie! I'll go check on the generator. In the meantime, Barnabas, find some candles.
There should be some matches.
That's better. So,
Any secret passages?
3 or 4. And a secret room behind that bookcase.
You're kidding. Oh, let me see. Amazing! And it's the perfect size for your mysterious crate.
Let there be light.
Oh my God, this place is gorgeous.
Isn't it? I can name the country each part of this house comes from.
And he will, if we're not careful. Clearly the generator's working. Could you two take these boxes down to the basement?
On it. Where do we...
Through that door. And be careful on the steps.
Julia.
I know. It's only a house. Just bricks and stones and wood and candles, but...
The I Ching ones. You and I becoming friends.
We've been through so much here. Our experiments.
What's wrong?
I just caught my reflection. It's silly, I know. After all this time, I could never get used to this face.
You don't have to pretend, Julia.
It's the mornings that are the worst, Barnabas. When I wake up, I can maybe fool myself for a while, but eventually I have to face the truth. And there it is. This other woman staring back. Every time I look in the mirror, I don't know who I am anymore.
Well, I do. No matter whose body you're inhabiting.
Done. Do you want us to go back to Collingwood and fetch the crate?
No. We'll do that ourselves. Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, sorry. Do you want this one taken down as well?
No, leave that. It needs careful handling.
Oh.
Oh my God. Are those blood bags?
That's gross.
Sheriff Tate needed assurance that Barnabas' instincts could be contained. So she and Dr. Hill have been assisting us in procuring supplies.
My mom knows about this? She never tells me anything.
It's not exactly legal.
Neither is our cable, but she lets that one slide.
Do Amy and David know?
About our cable? Oh, I see.
Yes, they do.
Oh, and obviously because we're just kids, they can trust us. Great.
Trust me, Viv, any kid who hasn't shoved a crayon up their nose at some point has something wrong with them. Another drink?
Honestly, I can't. Until I find my purse, I'm penniless.
We're good for a couple of more rounds, I promise. You can return the favor tomorrow.
If Harry lets me in, of course.
He'll have cooled down by then, I'm sure.
So, are he and Jackie...
No, they're...
Just good friends.
Okay, what was that look for?
I think you and Harry have a lot to discuss. I'll be back in a minute.
Hey, you all right?
He's my son, David. But I don't even know him.
I think sometimes it's easy for you children to forget what I truly am.
Barnabas is a vampire. It's either this or...
He snacks on the locals. Makes sense.
I thought you might understand, Jackie.
No, we get it. Don't we, Harry?
I guess.
Barnabas and I have work to do here. Why don't the two of you go back to Collingwood and we can discuss it all later?
Cool. Harry, stop staring at the blood and come on.
You will make sure no one else hears of this.
You can count on us.
Yeah, of course. What's one more secret?
Thank you. We'll see you later.
Do you think we can trust them? Julia? Julia, what is it?
Barnabas, just for a moment you sounded very much like your old self. Of course we can trust them. He's your family.
Of course, I'm sorry. I'm just tired and hungry.
David, you do understand why I couldn't come back. Before, I mean.
Amy told me about Andrew. But to leave your son...
Andrew Cumming broke me. He absolutely broke me.
Give him time. Listen, I'll talk to him.
You do that? For me?
Yeah, of course. Now, come on. Another drink.
Oh, you're such a kind man. Amy's a very lucky woman.
Dum da dum da 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 dum 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 da 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 da. Hello?
Amy.
Who's there? David, is that you?
Oh, Amy. Is it ever who you want it to be?
What do you mean?
In this house. It's never who you want it to be. The voice on the telephone. The whisper from behind the drapes.
Who are you? What do you want?
What do you want? Oh, Amy Jennings, what is your heart's desire?
My heart's... It's you, isn't it?
Always trying to replace your dead family with a new one. And here you are again, surrounding yourself with strangers.
That voice. Rosier.
Hey, Vivian, here's your key. And look what I found.
My purse! Where was it?
Your suitcase. It fell out the front when I put it on the bed.
I put it in my suitcase? How bizarre! Still, at least I can finally get David and Quentin a drink.
Uh-huh, and pay a deposit. Where are they, anyway?
I think David wanted to ask Quentin something about the wedding. Jessica, can I ask you a question?
It's a free world.
What do you think of David Collins?
Huh. Now, why would you want to know about David Collins? You know he's getting married, right?
Well, that's just it. I'll admit I've not been the best mother in the world, but he's going to be like a father to Harry. You're a mother. Is he a good man?
He'll be all right. Your boy's going to be fine.
Andrew, Harry's dad, he used to have affairs. He didn't even hide them from me.
Amy will keep David in check. You don't mess with Amy Jennings.
Why would he need keeping in check?
Well, between you and me, they hit a rough patch last year. An old friend of his came between them for a while.
But nothing happened.
Oh, let's just say that they're all fine now. So honestly, you don't need to worry. He's going to be a great stepdad to Harry.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, speak of the devil.
Oh, it's freezing out there. Same again, please, Jessica. So, Viv, how long are you planning on staying?
As long as it takes. I'm not leaving until I've got what I want.
Where are you going, Amy?
Downstairs, then out the front door, away from you.
I'm in your head, Amy. And I have only one question. What do you want?
I've got it. It's David. Wait. What about Hallie Stokes? Where is she?
She's alive. Just. But she no longer interests me.
What do you want? Why are you back?
David Collins. You must be wondering why he really moved the wedding forward.
So that Maggie can come.
But why aren't Roger and Elizabeth coming? Why is Harry so unhappy? Why does David love you?
You will have to try better than that. There doesn't have to be a reason why. I love him, and he loves me.
Of course he does. Lovely Amy Jennings. So sweet. But what if he finds another? What if he finds someone more excited? What if he finds another Harry Stokes?
He won't.
I could help you. I could make sure he loves you forever.
No, I don't need you. Get out of this house and get out of my head.
Hmm. Yes, perhaps you're not the one. Your love is pathetically pure. Your faith is absolute. I will leave this house and find another. No matter. For there are other forces at work here. Yes, you. I can feel you. Hiding in the shadows.
Who are you talking to?
Good night, Amy. You won't tell anyone about this.
What?
The top of this staircase is such a dangerous place to stand.
Daddy doesn't love me.
I'm too skinny.
What if George wins the spelling bee? Am I clever enough? Do I belong in Collinsport? Are Dad and Rhonda having sex? If Jackie goes to New York, will I be alone? Am I always going to be alone?
Why did he leave me?
What? No! Stop it! Stop it!
Perfect. Your obsession with that boy will sustain and nourish me.
Please! Leave me alone!
You don't have to resist me. I'm your friend. I can help you get exactly what you want. Cody Hill, tell me what you want.
I want Harry.
Harry Cunningham. And he shall be yours, Cody. I'm not leaving until you get what you want. Julia?
Barnabas?
Are you ready, Julia?
I'm ready. Open the crate.
Are you sure this is what you want, Julia? It could be dangerous.
Barnabas, I have never been more certain of anything in my life.
Been listening to Dark Shadows Bloodline, Episode 2 by Rob Morris. It starred Nico Diodoro, Alexandra Donaghy, Wallace Hamon, Susan Sullivan, Roy Gill, Kelly Burke, Georgina Strawson, Scott Haran, Stephanie Ellen, Julie Newmar, Alec Newman, David Selby, Lachelle Carr, Andrew Collins, Tom Michael Blythe, Sarah Pitar, Jameson Selby, Marie Wallace, and Daniel Collard. The script editor was Joseph Litzner. The sound design and music were by David Darlington. Producers, David Darlington and Joseph Litzner. Directors, Ursula Burton, David Darlington, and Joseph Litzner. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs, Jason Haig-Ellery, and Jim Pearson. Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.